Teshir is more tangentially related than other than usual, a bit more. But, although there are certain Maramachimis in the Shir which are direct from the parasha. So. But the Pasuk says, V'yayim Rabbah Avi Aleinu, Ati Midati Mishnayim Yod L'Yishti. So, so the Medrash says that Yosef was Nenash, he died before his brothers because he heard they said Avdecha Avi Aleinu. So what the brothers told Yosef, or Yehuda told Yosef, Avdecha Avi, Yosef wasn't Meichel, Avdecha Avi. Therefore, because of that, he died before his brothers. And the Yalkut says that he said here ten times he heard the word Avdecha Avinu, Avdecha Avi. He heard the word Avdecha B'yachas to his father, and he wasn't Meichel. Therefore, the Skatzu Mishana Mishnechayav Yud Shana. Yosef lost 10 years out of his life, lost 10 times. So we see the concept here of the zilzul mitzad, how the father was referred to, how the father was referred to Yosef, and he was punished for that. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about calling a father by his name. It's also zilzul b'keshet to the shame of the father. Now, in Shulchan Aruch it says, by the father, also halacha by Rebbe, loy grana b'shmai, loy b'chayi b'ad maysai, eloi mer, abba mari, you can't call your father by his name. Hoy yishem ovi k'shem acherim, m'shan ishman, imu shem shul peli, she'en hakol regil and likreis boy. So if he's an unusual name, you can't call someone else in front of your father by an unusual name because it looks like you're calling him. But a regular name, so then it's mutter shleib b'fanav. Taz explains that if it's a very unusual name, then it's us even shleib b'fanav. If your father has a very unusual name, and someone else has that same name, so then even Shleibifanov, you can't refer to that person by his name. The Shleibifanov, the father, you can't refer to the other guy by this strange name, because people think you're talking about the father, because not many people have that name. So therefore, even Shleibifanov, if it's a very strange name, it's Aser. Mashenkein. But that's by Shleibifanov. Now, Mufanov, even if it's a regular name, you can't say your father's name, even when you're referring to somebody else, because Mufanov, there's more of a chance that you're referring to your father. So by Shleibifanov, if it's a crazy name, then people will think you're referring to your father. How many people have that name? But but a regular name, Shleibifanov, is mutter. Mufanov, even a regular name is Asur, because Bifana, people might think you're referring to your father because he's there. That's the halacha. Now, this is Negeya, the Shaila, whether or not a person could call a child by the name, by his father. Name a child after his father. Name a child a name that has the same name of his father. Now, the Sefer Chassidim says that goyim are not makbid to call a son in the name of his father, but it's like Yehudim makbidim. And Pashtus, the Kpeda is, because then chubi d'chashash b'kibin abayim l'chayra, because if you're going to refer to your son by his name, and your son has your father's name, so then you might call your son in the presence of your father. They're both called Yankel. So you can call your son Yankel, so then your father will think you're referring to him. So it'll be chashash of kavod. Right. Now, the minhag by the Sfaradim is not like that. The minhag by the Sfaradim, they do call by a grandparent. They do name a child after a grandparent. And I mentioned before that... what was it again? They bring down that the Ramban, whose mechutin was a Ben Yaina, the Ramban, when the first grandchild was born, so the Ramban was the father, and he let Ben Yaina, his mechutin, get the name. They called the child Yaina instead of Maisha, so that you see the Besfaradim. They don't have this kepeda. Hakapanim, the Chassidim says that there's a kepeda, and one pshat in the kepeda could be altzch kibravim, like the long line of Taz. You're gonna call the son by his name in front of the father. That's a shaila of lack of kibravim. Now, but the Maria Sad says that it's not because of kibravim. Because if the whole shash kibravim, so you could call your son, you give him a nickname, right? The father's name is Yaakov. No one calls him Yankel. So you call the kid Yankel. You call the kid Yankel, and no one's gonna think you're talking about the father. You're calling your father Yankel. Everyone calls him Yaakov. So therefore, we have an if the whole problem is kibravim, there's an eitzah to change the name a little bit, give him a nickname. Elmai, what does he say? Shash is also ayin hara. And chayiv in the Sefer Chassidim itself, there might be shnukim hashmoyis to that. The Sefer Chassidim writes, "Kol nichushim kenegan hamakpidim." Right, meaning all the superstition. That's what the Lashon Gemara, man the kapa kardinal led, like the Gemara about zugas, right? That you now can't do things in pairs. It's a whole sugim sachem, which got Chassidim I think talk makpid on it. Zugas, the makpid on zugas. But not do things in pairs. But the moral of this says, man the cup and kept in the lay. You know, if you're nervous about it, okay, then the shaitan will get you. But certainly you have a cavalier attitude to it, then it's not going to affect you. But so the Sefer Chassidim is writing that also. Then that's a tough one test. In Tav Samach, he writes, the Nachrim, Karim will name Shem Avian, Vein Bekachlum, Vayehudim, Makpidim Malkach. So it's Mashma, that, okay, the Goyim, since the Goyim are not Machbid, so a lot of, if you're not Machbid on it, then it's not a Nine Hara, that doesn't affect you. Changing the Jews that are Machbid on it, the Mela, it affects them. So that sounds like more like the Maria Asad, rather than the Svara of the Chalkas Yaakov, who explains the Sefer Chassidim, al derech the Taz, that the Shaila of Kovid. So we have two Svaras. Why not to name a child after a parent, after a grandparent, either because of Kibrav Eim or because of Ayin Hara? But I say, either way, we saw in the story of Ramban that they were Makbid. Again, according to the Chassidim, if it's totally in a Kepeda, so by Shradan and Makbid, then it's not going to have a problem. For some reason, by Ashkenaz, they're Makbid, so therefore it's not a problem. Now, the Maria Sad, get interesting, Shaila over there. When that was, someone named his child Ber. Yiddish, Dov Ber, right? Dov in Yiddish is a bear. And he named after some relative of his wife. And his father's name was Yitzchok Ber. And his father was very upset. His father was Makbid that he was only one of the two names, but he was Makbid that his son called his grandson Ber, and his name was Yitzchak Ber. He brings a raya that Be'etzim is not a problem. Even calling him directly after a grandparent is not a problem. He brings a raya from the Pesukim. Because the Pesukim Dibre Yomim says, by Kalev ben Chur. So it says, Chur named his son Kalev, even though Chur's father was also Kalev. And it was B'chayav. He brings a raya from Rashi. It means Chur named his son Kalev, even though the grandfather Kalev was still around. And it means another ayah from Rebbe Bachi in our parasha. Very interesting, Rebbe Bachi writes that when it says Elish Shmois Bnei Yisrael Abba Mitzrayim Yaakov Abanov. So he says Bnei Yisrael Yaakov Abanov. What's Bnei Yisrael Yaakov Abanov? Same thing. Yaakov is Yisrael. Says the Ben Bachya, a very interesting thing. He says all the Gimel Avos were called Yisrael. We used to, you know, Yaakov is Yisrael, right? All the Avos are from Yisrael, called Yisrael. So he says, he brings an Raya. He says, so that's what here we're talking about. Bnei Yisrael is referring to Yitzchak. Avram was also called Yisrael because it says Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Asher, by the Bris Ben Absarim, it says Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Asher Yeshu B'Mitzrayim Shloishim Shana V'Arba Me'er Shana. And it says Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Right now, when did those 430 years start? They weren't in Mitzrayim 430 years. When did it start? Later, Yitzchak. So, and still the pasuk says Moshe Bnei Yisrael. It means from latest Yitzchak it was already considered Bnei Yisrael. Who's the Yisrael? Yaakov wasn't born yet. Elamai is Zogar Ben Bachya that Avram was also called Yisrael. Fascinating. He says, okay, Avram was looking Yisrael, and it means right that Yitzchak was called Yisrael. Why? Because Gemara Kedushin of Yitches says Esav was a Yisrael Mummer. He was Yisrael Mummer. Why was he Yisrael? Where's Yisrael? Yisrael didn't come till Yaakov. Yeah, Esav was Yitzchak's son, not Yaakov's son. What made him a Yisrael? Elamai, you see the concept of Bnei Yisrael, and Yisrael was shaykh to all the others. That's what Ben Bachya says. So Meili says the Maria Sad, Rekesh Baruch who called Yaakov Yisrael, Bechaya Yitzchak. Right? Whose name was Yisrael. So you see, it's a riot to the Sephardim. I guess the office was Sephardim. That you're allowed to call a son after a father, even Bechayav, because we see, the same name as the parent, and it's not a problem, because Kadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Yisrael, even though Yitzchak, whose also name was Yisrael, was still alive. Interesting, right? Oh, so in that particular case, he said what he should do is he should add some letters to the name. Instead of calling him Ber, call him Berman. Berman. Okay? And it brings a raya from this week's parasha also. So we have Ben Bach this week's parasha. We have this Rash was his parasha. You know? Okay. On the pasuk of, where it says Yashuv, Rashi says Yashuv and Yoiv. Yoiv is in our parasha. Yashuv, I don't remember. So Yashuv and Yoiv were the same person. So why is it called Yoiv and not Yashuv? Because it was a name of Avodah Zarah. Yoiv was named Avodah Zarah. Merely added the name Yashuv. Where they get the shin from? They got it from Yisachar. Yisachar. Right, they took the shin from Yisachar and added it to Yoiv to get Yashuv. And I think like some, I don't remember Malkov, sometimes after Pinchas, they say Yisachar instead of Yisachar. I guess Yashuv is in Pinchas, I guess. So, because in Pinchas, it said Yashuv was Yoiv. They took away the shin from Yisachar. And Mela becomes Yisachar. So, now, the Chesed Chesidim also said the same thing. And then the ends off over there. He says, "Sheyesh b'chaimus she'en kairin achar shemois hachayim ela achar shekvar meis." So the Chesed Rebbe is medayik the Kfelus Aloshin over here. It says, "Ein kairin achar shemois hachayim ela achar shekvar meis." Don't we? You don't call out people that are alive only after they're dead. So what's his kvelus? So he says, they come and tell us, but what happens if the guy died after the leida? Right? A grandparent was nifter, chleis was after the child was born. Can you name it after the grandparent? Or a parent, let's say, leilaino. Right? So he says, that's what the Sefer Chassidim is coming to say, that he's being maize, el achash kvar meiz, means he was already dead before the child was born. That's what he wants to say. I was like that story. I forgot what story with. Chaim used to bring down the story. that Shlomo Kluger, I think, he was once called to be a sandik by a bris, and he saw that they were like waiting, like there was no reason. He asked them, why are they waiting? So after hemming and hawing, they told him because the grandfather was very sick, so they were like waiting until he dies, so they spelled the name, the child, after the grandparent. So Shankuga was furious. He goes in there, and he davens for the chayla, and he lived. So I asked him, what, the maif is the rebbe? He says, no, look, the guy was on his deathbed, right? So normally, to schlep the malach mechol, you know, just for such a situation, you need a lot of schusim. But anyway, he was here for the bris. He was here for the bris already. So once he was here, it was easier to nail him and daven somehow. And that's the way they were named him, even though he died afterwards. Not with the closing the rabbi. Okay. Now, so, in the Shulchan Aruch it said, by Talmud, in Hilchos Talmud, Hilchos Kvod Rabbi, it says, Osel Talmud Likrois B'Shem Rabbi. Zot Ramah, that's Dafka, if you only mention his name. But if you say Rebbe Meir Pliny, then you're allowed to. If you say Reb Pliny, or he says Rebbe Meir Pliny, then you're allowed to. Maybe Reb, I don't know. Hakapanim, Zok Deshach. That the head to say Rebbe Meir is only Shloi B'Fanav. Why? Because what's the mock of this din? The mock of this din is Zok B'Seis of Zerashi and Sanhedrin that says that Gehazi was punished because Gehazi was Elisha's Talmud, and he referred to the Yeled Asher Hichya Elisha. Elisha was Mechaim Mason, the Yeled, the Basta Shunamis, I think it was, right? And Elisha referred to, Gehazi referred to Elisha, Yeled Asher Hichya Elisha, and he didn't say, my Rabbi Elisha. So then, from there we learn out that you could say my Rebbe, but he says there was like Befanav. So Meila Ein Ba'el Chidushai. So you know I'm arrived from there that Befanav is even mutter to say Reb Pliny. But from the Lashon Ramah, it's not mashing like that because the Lashon Ramah says that Shekol Zeh Dafke Meinim Asker El Hashem Rabbi Levad. They say Rebbe Meiri Pliny. It's mutter. It's mashing Shekol Zeh. It's mashing Mepchol Eifin. It's mutter if you say my Rebbe. Now, the Bemis talk all the Reis Kerem talk arguing the Shach, and they're being a lot of rise. The Gain says that brings us a free that Rashi in Parash the Farm says when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that Yeshua was going to take over, so the Sefri says Moshe Rabbeinu told them that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael with Tainis, and he said you should have said Moshe Rabbeinu, Mimino Lulmoid, Mimchon Mitalmidcha. Why are you just take it like that? You know, I told you that Yeshua was going to take over. You just like, okay, fine, next, you know. You should have said, Moshe Rabbeinu, why should we hear from Talmud? We want to hear from the Rebbe. So Zok the Gain, you see from here that even Befanav, it's Mutter. It's mutter. There's a title, Moshe Rabbeinu. We say Moshe Rabbeinu. It's mutter, even Befanav. The Kveg over there brings down a Pri Chadosh. It means another raya from Pasuk in the Chumash. By the Maisa with Eldad and Medad, the Misnavim and Machne, and Yeshua took ran to Moshe and he said, Elder, because they said that Moshe is going to die, Yeshua is going to take over. That was in Nevuahs. So Yeshua said, I came to Moshe, Adoni Moshe Klaim. Adoni Moshe Klaim. Put him in jail. Because they're saying these Nevuahs. So but what did Yeshua say to Moshe? To Moshe Rabbeinu. Adoni Moshe. So you see, L'chares, B'Ferish Pasuk, that even Befanav, it's mutter to call the Rebbe by his name as long as it's with the proper title, Adoni Moshe. Not like the Shach, who says that the Befanov it's Aser, even with a title, and the whole heter of a title is only Shloi Befanov. So it's Taka Shtickle funny. Why is the Gain bring down a possessor free? And Rashi, is often a pasuk that Befanov is Mutter. Adonai and Moshe, why didn't he bring down Rekveg is Raya? Bekadish is Raya. So Ramesha has a tshuva. Ramesha says, a lot of things in that tshuva, we'll see. But he said the Gain brings down from Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Chiddush in Moshe Rabbeinu over Adoni Moshe, in that we see that you're allowed to mention the Rebbe's name first, even before the title, as long as it's going to be followed with the title, Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't say Rabbeinu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai, they should have said Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas Adoni Moshe, it's less of a Chiddush, because there he said Adoni Moshe, he mentioned the title at least before the name. That's in Moshe Shnichel Torah to explain why the Gain only brings the Raya from the Chazal and not from the Pasuk. L'chair it's Shnichel Shver, because the Gain brings other Rayas that you've been fond of, and no, I'm sorry. The Gain brings other rayas where the title was first. It means raya from Elisha. It didn't say my Rabbi Elisha Rashi, and he brings when there's discussion. We'll see about that soon. Whether the heter of a title applies only to Rebbe, or does it apply to father, even to a father? We'll see about why in a minute. The Mizrahi is that it applies to the father as well, because the Gemara in Shabbos says, "Am Rabbi Yosi, Abba Chalafta, Abba Chalafta," and Rashi he was the son. He said Abba Chalafta. He mentioned his name, but he said Abba. We'll see soon what is the significance of Abba. Then brings down the other places, Yoichai Abba, Yanei Abba. So. Even though he brought Abba Chalafta. So even though the Abba Chalafta was first, Abba was first, and still, the guy brought as a Raya. As you see, the guy wasn't just trying to bring Rayas when the name was before the title, like Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, but he even brings Rayas when the title is first. That L'chayr is a pickbook on Ramosh's Teretz, and can't really tell the Kushal Duchta. Why does the Gain bring a Raya only from Adoni Moshe from Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a Medrash? L'chayr Adoni Moshe claim Yeshua told straight to Moshe's face Adoni Moshe. Now, the Gabi that this all those Makayrus where they brought down that Abba Chalafta Yoichai Reb Shimon Yochai said Yoichai Avi over there. So what does that have to refer to your father by his name? If you say Abba, what is the significance? What is Abba? What is the significance of Abba? So we do find that in those days the title of Abba was a title of Chashivas. Didn't just mean father, it was Lashon of Chashivas. Because we find over there Rashi says that Shmuel used to call Rav Abba. The Gemara in Brachas by Shloisha Achlo over there. The Gemara discusses that halacha that two people are eating together and a third person comes. They want to know if they can be Sarah for Zimun. So Gemara says, even if the first two people finished eating, remember that story, the Ram and Shmuel, they finished eating and someone else came. So the Gemara says that if the first two people that are sitting there, if you give them something that they particularly like, they could still eat it, then the third guy can start for Zimun. So Gemara says, then Shmuel says, if they would bring Abba, Geislai, or something like that, young birds, Chesva, something that he liked, so he called him Abba. So there Rashi says, what's called Abba? It wasn't his father, Teretz is. It's a Loshen, it's a title, of Chashivas.
Wasn't his father Abba Barabba?
Who?
His father.
It was Ram and Shmuel. No,
Shmuel's father was Abba Barabba,
no? Shmuel's. But anyway, this is Rav. I don't even want.
So he's
Rav wasn't his father.
Yeah, but he's allowed to use And we asked before, are you allowed to use your father's name if it's a common name?
Bifanav, we said. Bishloim Bifanav is mother. His father wasn't there. Right. Shul's father's name was Abba?
Yeah, okay.
Say it. Good. So you could say that's the side over here. The reason why Ilana say Abba Chalafta is because Abba, even though he happens to be his son, but we say there's also a title. It's a chashiva, it's a title. And the truth of the matter is, if you look at Rikvei Eger in the guys in the Rambam, Perigvav Milchus Mamre Malacha Gimel, that is the mashmoyus of Rikvei Eger. The Rikvei Eger over there brings down this halacha. Literally, B'Shemai says, Kasha Li, Habrachis, he said, Bina and Abba, Ma'is Abba Chalafta, the Gemara and Shabbos. It says, because of Rashi, Abba Shalari, Chalafta Shemai. Oh, it says, Ubaniya Ben Yakir Li, Kir Levavi, of Shlema, Shlema Eger, says, Abid Rashi, it says that, the only when you, by Elisha, because he didn't say Rebbe Meiri, that was tying against Gechazi, but if you mocked him Shvach lefnei Shem Etzim Shari, who adin hacha shehitim Abba l'shem Etzim Chalafta. So he's saying it because the Rukvei Yishtel Su, the Rashi by Gechazi, to the concept of Abba. So it's mashma that the idea is because it's a toar kavod. The gzmatim shvach lefnei shema etzem sharam. So Craig is saying clearly that's because Abba is lashon of chashivas, the shvach. Therefore, you can mention it before the father. That's the mashmaz of Craig. Now, Ramesha though has a different mahalach. Interesting mahalach. Ramesha says the problem with a son calling his father by his name is Hagufa, that he's calling him by his name, and he's not referring to the fact that it's his father. In other words, he's referring to him as like he's a regular person. What happened? Hello, he's your father. How do you like just being mitalem to the fact that he's your father? That itself, the fact that you're not referring to him that by his position that he's your father, that itself is the zilzal. That is the zilzal. You're not being mitaches that's your father. So Meili says, by Gechazi and Elisha, it's only if Gechazi, Rashi says, because Gechazi should have said, Ma'ivi Rebbe Elisha. But let's say he would have said, the Navi Elisha. He would have referred to him as the Navi. Incha, Tyre, Kavod, God, and Mazet. Look at Ma'isha, that wouldn't help. Because he's not being mitaches to the fact that it's his Rebbe. Here's his, your Rebbe. And you're just referring to him, Stam, even referring to him as a Navi. The fact that you're not mentioning the fact that he's your Rebbe, that itself is a zilzal. He's your Rebbe. How can you not refer to him that he's your Rebbe? So that's a Moshe's Chiddush. And that's the pshat by Abba. The reason why Abba, you're allowed to say Abba Chalafta, is because you're bringing Yeches to the fact that he's your father. So that mel is not a zilzal. It's not because Abba, because Moshe's Chiddush is Gotaina. Because when a son refers to his father, and he says Abba, right? So Chayyur doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean Abba like when Shmuel is referring to Rav by Abba. He means it as a title. Chayyur, when a son refers to his father, he means when he says Abba Chalafta, he means Chalafta, my father. So Chayyur doesn't mean it as a title, Mistaber. Or so it might not sound like that. Right? So it's a little shver Chayyur. Because even though it's Betzim's title, but if it doesn't mean it as a title, so then he means my father, so and you need a title in order to be matter it, a title of Kavod, so the Chayyur, why should it be a hefty to call your father, you know, Tati, whoever, right? So, but, so therefore, Bekun Yomai is good, because the whole problem is you're not being mitiches to the fact that it's your father. Right, so if he's that, Then Echlan, by father also, you would say Reb Pliny, in reference to your father. If your Moshe will come out, that it's not a heter. It's not a heter. You have to say, my father Reb Pliny, but it's time to say Reb Pliny, in reference to your father, you don't have the heter of a title. Because then you have to say Abba, called your Moshe. Now, so the question is, Lefizeh, what would be, which is, you know, Maisim Mechol Yain, you meet someone, you know, Jews like playing Jewish geography, so was your father, right? Someone asked, who's your father? So, you say the name. The question is, can you even say, so you shouldn't say the name, can you say Reb Pliny, right? Can you say Reb Pliny? Do you even have to say Reb Pliny? Can you say the name? People I think are not so miser in this. If you ask who your father, you'll just say, you know, Tzvi Klein. You're not going to say necessarily Reb Tzvi, depending on how his father is referred to. Most people refer to his father by his first name, and you'll say also because that's how he's known. So you're just going to say that name, right? Well, according to Maisha, it makes sense. Maybe. Because according to Maisha, he's asking, who's your father? So, by saying the name, it's in the conversation, it's in the context of who's your father. So you are being mitiches to the fact that he's your father. Because the question was, who's your father? So in the context of who's your father, to say his name without saying a title of even Reb is okay. Because the whole bazayin for your Maisha is that you're not mentioning the fact that he's your father. Sim Cain, over here, the whole question was, who's your father? So man, that would be a heter.
What about like an Aliyah? And they're calling you up and you say, then whatever.
They ask you, what's your name? So what are you supposed to do?
Because they're not asking you what your father's name is, they're asking what your name is.
Didn't that used to be part of your name technically? Like,
what?
Like before they came up with last names, I don't know if this is true, but before they came up with last names, that was just a person's name. Your name was
Flame and Pliny.
So technically, when they call you up, it's still part of your name.
So first off, you say Ben, if you're a Moshe, it's right then, Mother. You say
not
what?
Not with your Moshe.
If you say Ben Pliny, then it's Mother. All right, well, let's hold up on that because we're going to talk about. Let's hold up that right now.
What if a person's dad is never Reb?
What?
What if a person's father is like Abi Paris Amaris? He's not called Reb.
Okay, so there's a problem.
What?
So Echlami, so if you shouldn't call him Reb. So you could say Mister.
Mister?
Yeah.
You could say,
they call you up an Aliyah. No, not by an Aliyah. An Aliyah, if you're a Moshe, you have a hat there. If you're a Moshe, you're saying, your name Ben. You say Ben. You're not, you know, you're saying Ben. So you are being because of the fact that he's your son. Now, so then there's a talk of a privilege of Elazar that says that by Elazar ben Hyrcanus, they asked him Ben Miat, and he said Ben Hyrcanus ani. So even though he didn't mention Ben Hyrcanus, so the chardes will be a smack to Moshe. The whole problem by his son is he's not mentioning that his father. And Mela, if he says Ben,
why
that's okay.
Why do you have to say Ben Hyrcanus? What? It was in the conversation as who's your
he
father.
Has Ben, yeah, I was wondering about that. So if he's it'll come out, I just noticed that right now, actually, that if he's a Chumro, that ask who's you know.
To repeat.
Ben Miat.
Is it At or Ata?
I'm not sure. It's, what?
Is it At or Ata?
I'll dig to go over here. Sometimes you find. Okay. Now. Oh, so the Chayyot Khan, another Nafmin also. Because Bizman Azeh, Abba is not used anywhere as a title. It's only used to mean a parent, right? No one goes calling someone, you know, father, unless he's of a different faith. But we don't call someone father as a title of covet. So Chayav Bizman Hazeh, all the Gemaras that the guy in Fei all bring down, they let to say Abba Chalafta, Yoichai Abba B'chulu. If you're Fei, you get a title of covet, it shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. But if you see like a Maisha, that it's because you're being the chesed, the fact that he's your father. So then, in Mizman Hazeh, that would apply as well. Then I saw Ben Hashem Rabbi Yashiv that he was matched to say Ben Pliny with Askar, that could be even talking about the Taka of Gang Aliyah. You have Sakhar Rabbi Yashiv Taka, they could say Ben Pliny without saying Ben Reb Pliny. Could be in a gay also, right, if someone's signing on Adas, does he have to sign? It's not his sign's name, we'll see about that. So Ramesh over there discusses that we find in the Shalos in the Rishonim, even when they sign Shalos Hatshuvos, they sign the name Moshe ben Maimon, Shlomo ben Aderes. They didn't sign Shlomo ben Harav Aderes or ben Harav Maimon. The Rambam, he signs Moshe ben Maimon, Shlomo ben Aderes. Elamai, if you're Moshe, it's good. Because it's like saying Ben, you're being mitiches the fact that it's your father. So Mele, there's no need to say Reb. So that would be a smach to the Pesach of Yashiv as well. And that would be a head to follow by Elias also, that since you're saying Ben, so Mele, it's not a problem. Now, okay, but then here Moshe Hadad has a little bit of a problem, because this that we said, that if you say Ben, that's enough. It's Mavur in the Gemara Kedushin of Laman Aleph. Gemara being there, Mar Baravashi, when he was being Dersh Barabim, and he said over something B'Shem his father, Mar Baravashi, if he said something B'Shem Ravashi, he would tell the Meturgamin, Abba Mairi, yeah, and the Maturim would say Rav Ashi said this, right? Gemara Kedushin on Alpha Beta said. So you see Zokamayish, the Barabim, you don't have this heter. The Barabim, it's Aser. So he has tiny the Kasha. The Rambam starts off the Sefer, and he writes, "Ani Moshe Ben Maimon." That's his Adam with the Sefer, "Ani Moshe Ben Maimon." It means that's the Chayav Rabba he wants to say. Because that you're writing a Sefer for Ram, not just a Tshuva, you're writing to Yochim. A Sefer, you're writing a Hadam, you're writing a Sefer is Chayav, again, the Rabba he wants to say. So Mela, he has a Kasha over there, why they're on the right, Moshe Ben Maimon, not Moshe Ben Rab Maimon. Now, the interesting is that Yamshel Shleimer that argues on this whole thing. We saw the Gain and everyone that says that this heter of the Ramah, say Mayri Rebbe, even he mentioned the name, applies even by father as well. The Yamshel Shleimer argues, and he holds that doesn't help by a father, only helps by a Rebbe. Why? So he says a svara that if you say you just mentioned Rebbe, right? Your Rebbe. No one knows who your Rebbe is. So therefore they allowed you to say the Rebbe's name. People should know who you're talking about. But just by saying Rebbe, who's your Rebbe? It could be 5,000 people. But saying my father, if you want to say something from your father, you say my father. So they know, I mean, therefore he says that the whole head only applies by Rebbe, not by your father. So Meli asks Akasha, I mean, the tour, quotes his father in the Sefer many, many times. And he quotes him, he writes the Rosh. Avi Rosh. Mary Rebbe Avi Rosh. Right? Mary Avi Rosh. So how could he, if he Yamish Lema doesn't help by father. So he says, when he writes the Rosh, it doesn't mean the Rosh, Rebbeinu Asher. He writes the Rosh, he means the Rosh. He's the head. A bit of a stretch, we would say, right? But that's what Yom Shlomo says. Because he's so convinced that his chilek, he has a kash, and only Terry says, no, the Rosh doesn't mean Rosh, doesn't mean Rabbeinu Asher. It means the Rosh. Not the Rosh, but the Rosh. You have to understand Maisa, what's he going to do with all the rye is that they brought. So. Now, Api, this Yamshel Shleima, no, but the Maisa, the Paisim took this Yamshel Shleima seriously. Forget about the power of the Rosh, but the Etzim Halacha of the Yamshel Shleima has a Chumrah. And Mishlaim is saying that there's no heter by a father to say it with a title. So you just say your father. So the Pischei Tshuva brings down that if they say Yinlo for the Yamshel Shleima, if they ask you who's your father, right? So Yinlo for the Yamshel Shleima. There's no heter to say the name. But he said, if they're asking who your father is, they don't know who your father is. So then you ought to say, Ben Rab Pliny Ani. Because what's the whole story of Yom Shleima? Your Rebbe, you can't just say Rebbe. No one knows who your Rebbe is. Your father, they know who your father is. You just say, my father. So maybe in the case where they're asking who your father is, they don't know who your father is. So then you ought to say, oh, so I just noticed now that the Pesachei Tshuva writes, then you can say Ben Reb Pliny Ani. It's mashma not like the Ramesha. According to Ramesha, you just say Ben Pliny, like by Elazman Hokness. Why does the Pesachei Tshuva say Ben Reb Pliny? If that's his lashon, which I think it is. So that's mashma. That's the mashma. Pesachei Tshuva doesn't hold the Ramesha Kotayim. Similarly, Maisha says that even if Yamsha Shleima is a tzairich to the tzairich that they should know who your father is, then you're allowed to say who your father is. Like also the Gemara in Kedushin, it says Mechabde b'chaya, Mechabde b'misa. What's Mechabde b'maisai? That if you need some protection for something, so you're allowed to say do it because of my father. You could have gotten it on your own, right? You say, do it because of my father. So that's Kibravim Racha Maisai. So he says there, so even if Yom Shleim, but Numi can't say his name, but over here, you want them to give it to you because of your father, then they have to know who your father is. You have to tell them, my father, you know, we're planning. Now, so over here, there's a svara which was mentioned before. That the Yamshel Shleim himself, when he's done the shayla of the tour, how did the tour mention his father's name? If the Yamshel Shleim holds, he can't do that by father. So he could just say my father. He didn't have to say his name. So he says, some want to say there's a difference between dibur or ksiva. This whole iser only applies when you're talking. When you're writing, it doesn't apply. So, but he's daichid. So Ramesha wanted to bring a raya to, again, you know, depending, you know, it's Yom Shleim, but there's no heter of covered by father. So how's Yom Shleim explain how Rishonim sign their name? Moshe ben Maimon. If you tell me the problem is just being yachas to your father, as Ramesha's mahalach. But according to Yom Shleim, it doesn't help. My father, there's no have to ever to say his name. Unless they don't know who it is, you have to tell them who it is. So how the Rishonim could sign their tshuva is Moshe ben Maimon? How could the Rashi sign his tshuva Shleim ben Adaris? According to the Yom Shleim, who holds that doesn't apply, the head doesn't apply by your father, and he doesn't like this, so you could say, Ksiva Kedibur. By Ksiva, you don't say Ksiva Kedibur or Linyan this. But the Yom Shleima doesn't like that teretz. That would be teretz for the Rosh also, for the Torah and the Rosh. Yom Shleima doesn't like the teretz. And he says, no, I have to by father. So how is he going to explain Moshe ben Maimon? That's the Moshe's kasha. So he brings down from his son, Reb David, a teretz, that by Chasima, you're not being mityaches to the father. When the Rambam wrote Moshe ben Maimon, the Rashba wrote Shleim ben Adaris, he wasn't talking about his father. He was talking about himself. He is Shleim ben Adaris. He is Moshe ben Maimon. He wasn't referring to his father. So Mela, that could be the heter over there. And Mela Huadin, Gabe Leah, you say your name, ben your father. So you're not discussing your father right now. You don't have someone ask you who your father is, and he's saying his name. Right? Then you're referring to your father. But there's a svara here, perhaps, and the Yom HaShleim, it might be muchach, the Yom HaShleim holding the svara, is, the guy says, his name, with the name of his father, that's just a way of saying his name. They call you up by that name. So Meil, you're not being mitiaches to your father, so it could be that'll be a heter, so that'll be another svara to matter by Elias, that you won't have to say your father's name, and then Chil doesn't have to worry about
Mr. Red.
Right. If the guy doesn't deserve a red. Okay. Now, what's a din if the gabbai has to call up his father for an aliyah? Right, so he don't have this hat there. Right. So what does he say? So according to the Gaon, that a Torah kavod helps for the father, right? So then you could say Reb Pliny. You call up your father. God to call up his father. Yamai Reb Pliny. Like, because he has a Torah kavod. But according to the Amshus Lima, we said this all this doesn't help by a father. So I'm Cain. So what does he do? So if you're Amshus Lima, he has to say Yamai Avi Mairi. In the Piskei Tshuvas, he brings down from the Eretz Tzvi, Kozhukul Rav, that he says he's matter even to call the names. He's a big Indian, Api Kabbalah, Api Nigla, Api Nister, to Nigla and Nister, he says, to call, when you give him an aliyah, to call him by his actual name, not just to, you, get up, right? So therefore, he's matter, and he also brings down Rav Shem Chaim Kinevsky that he called his father up in Aliyah, and he mentioned his name.
Could be it wasn't a problem by Hasidim because the father could be dead. So when they're calling him up, he's not in front of him. So
what?
It's not a problem.
What's the problem?
It could be that he's dead when they're calling him up. So it's not a problem.
What are you talking about?
Some chassidim, they call up their dead father.
What? Was it? Lolov?
It's the crazy Amshinov. No, it's not Amshinov.
No, not crazy. That was late, but it's not crazy. Not a chasha, not Amshinov. Okay, it's Lolov or something like that. That's the joke they say. Why don't you give him Hagba?
Right.
Okay. Now, what about sometimes the question is a grandfather? Okay? Sometimes there's a few sets of grandparents. So, call different grandparents, grandfather, grandfather, grandmother by different names. Either somebody say, Zaidi or Saba, or Grandpa, Opa, whatever. So, if that works out, this one's a Yeki, this one's a Polish, so it could work out. But if not, sometimes people do, they add a name. Zadie Klein, Zadie Moshe, whatever. That's what I used to call my grandfather, my grandfather, Zadie Moshe. The question is that mutter? Can you call a grandfather by his first name by saying Zadie and say the first name? Is there a heter for that? Because a chayra, assuming Zachi of Kavod for a grandparent, we'll see in a minute about that. Can you do that? Oh, so if you're Moshe, it's mutter. If you're a Maisha, the whole problem is, it's not a shayla of Torah covet. Shayla is, you have to be mitaches to the fact that he's connected to you. So if you say, Zaydi Pliny, that will be a mutter. Because that's you mentioned the fact that he's your grandfather. You're not being mitalem for the fact that he's a grandfather. But the Yam Shel Shleima, right? You don't have a heter because if you Yam Shel Shleima, there is no heter b'chal by parents, the grandparents, and Lefi the Goyin, Lefi Reb Kveger, that it's Abba is a Torah covered. That we find Abba's Torah covered. Grandfather Zaid is not a Torah covered. Zaid just means my grandfather. We don't find anywhere, you know, Gramps. Okay, it's usually like it's a Torah covered. It's more like a Zilzal almost, right? You know? Right? So, for the older guy out, Gramps, right? But anyway, so is there a heter for that? Fine. So, Fir Maish is a Chamutter. Oh, so the Shaila is, what's Taka Pshat? Is there a Chi of covered? For grandparents, also the makar is in this week's parasha, because it says vayizbach zvachim lelakei aviv Yitzchak. So Rashi brings down over there from the Medrash. It says lelakei aviv Yitzchak that. Yitzchak Zochim Lokei Av Yitzchak measures in the Kan Shechayi Bechvoid Aviv Yeser Mavi Aviv. Because why did Yaakov say Lokei Av Yitzchak, not Lokei Avi Aviv Avram? Teretz is because there's more of a kavod to a father than there is to a grandfather. Ramban has issues with Rashi that in other places does mention Avram over Yitzchak. So, what's going on over here? But Al-Kapanim, that's what Rashi says. But Rashi says there's more of a chiv kavod for the father, but there is a chiv kavod for the grandfather as well. There's more of a chiv kavod for the father. The Marik. The Marik, yeah.
Why don't you say to Hezbo that he's mechoyev in Kabbat Ava, so you should.
So you should?
So you should be mechavid your grandfather.
Me'at avicha yom mechoyev avi avicha?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good question. It's an excellent question, as a matter of fact. That is actually the tshuva Ma'ava asked that question. That why do we say Yichai B'choyed Aviv more? Just like we say Avva Mulei Shkeni Mayim, V'im Oyam Mulei Shkeni Mayim, we say you have to give to your father because Atav Yimecha Chiyav B'choyed Avicha. So why do we say the same thing over here also? Atav Avicha Chiyav B'choyed Avi Avicha. And Meila, you should be M'choyev in the cover of your grandfather more than the kavod of your father. But actually, the Kveger, the Tshuva, Simon Samaches, brings down from the Sefer Levoyas Chain to answer the Ramban's kashas on Rashi. We just mentioned the Ramban asked on Rashi, in some places, it does say that he brought kabbarns to Kavram. So why over here does it say, okay, Aviv Yitzchak? So he says, because over there, since Yitzchak was alive, in the earlier cases, Yitzchak was still alive. So now, if Yitzchak was alive, so then Taka, Zechi of Kavod, more for the grandfather than for the father. Because Atav Avicha, you and Yitzchak are Chai B'Chvayr Avram. So Melia, more of a Chiyukov for the grandfather. Therefore, it mentions Elkei Avram first. Mashen Kein Zok B'Levoy Aschein. In our Rashi, Yitzchak was ready Nifter. Mamela, now, once he's Nifter, Kivin Shemais, Nasech Chavshim and Amitzvahs. Once he's dead, he doesn't have to have Chiyuv Kavod for Avraham Avinu. Therefore, now we could say that the Chiyuv Kavod for the father is more than the Chiyuv Kavod for the grandfather.
It's Kavod that extends Achar Miso, though.
Yitzchak is dead. It means Yitzchak is dead. He has no chiyuv to honor Avram.
The Gemara.
Adkan. When you say, when you, what you're confused about is the Gemara that says your father, that's when you're alive. When you're alive, then a person's alive is a chiyuv mechaber his father even after his father is dead. But it doesn't say that a person after he's dead is mechuyut mechaber his father. That is no such Gemara. And that the Levi Yisrael carefully says kima shemeis nafsachov shemem in a mitzvahs. So, Lamaisa, the Marik holds that there's no chiyuv, and the Ramah, the Tshuva, argues based on our Rashi. That means the Ramah doesn't hold of the Levi Yisrael's teretz, whatever. I say other teretzim. There are other teretzim to Akasha. You think about it, Mr. Merkin. I'm waiting. Something more I want to know, another teretz. So, like this. So, we have Machlaikis, the Ramah. And the Marik, is there a chi of kavod for a grandparent b'chlal? Okay? Now.
Why is it a pasha? You're equipped to honor your father, and the person honors his father. If the person honors his grandfather, he honors his father.
Oh, excellent point. So we're talking about that right now. The question is, this chi of, if either a mod, is a chi of to honor a grandparent. What is the side of the chi of? So there's two mahalchim in Achrayim. One mahalach is the Gain. Then he says, it's B'nai Banim Areim Kebanim. B'nai Banim Areim Kebanim. That's what's the chiv, the Mechaber grandparents of B'nai Banim Areim Kebanim. L'fizeh, he answers the Kasha, because there's two major Kashas on the Shita of the Ramah. One is Rashi and Makis that says that a son could be a Goyel Adam for his grandfather, and it was his father killed his grandfather. Okay? His father killed his grandfather, so the son could be a Goyel Adam for his grandfather and kill his father. So Rashi says, because he's not Mechuyiv, I'm sorry, he killed his grandfather who killed his father. The grandfather killed the son. So the grandson is allowed to kill the grandfather for killing his father. So Rashi says he's not Moses b'chvaydei. There's another Gemara in Saita, the Gemara was in a story, I forgot who it was, that someone raised his daughter's son, and when he grew up, he asked to go bring him a cup of water. So he said, Lav brata chana. Bar brata chana. I'm your daughter's son. I'm not your daughter. I'm not your son. What do you want from my life? That's what he told his grandfather. So you see, l'chayr, there's no chiyuv. So, l'chayr, so what do we do? So the Gain says, even though, you know, b'nei banim, reim kibanim, b'nei banos is not kibanim. That's what he answered the Gemara in Saita. So even though l'chayr's Gemara is mashmana like that, enough for now. The other svar is, and also this Gain doesn't answer the Gemara Rashi and Makis, that he was a girl of dumb for his father. He kills the grandfather because the grandfather killed the father. L'chayra, what happened to the kiddur? So other mahalach is, what Yechiel said, that the chi of kavod for a grandfather is gufa al's kavod for the father. It's gufa al's kavod for the father. And there's a makkah for that. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs talks about the chi of achiv agadol. Chiv achal gadol. What the side of the chiv achal gadol is really, it's a chiv of kavod for the father, because parents want that their children should respect the older ones. So meila.
Why?
Arman says that is the nature of people. Arman says. So meila, he says, but let's say the father is dead, so then it could be you don't have this kavod. That means the different child, what chiyuv kavod there is lachamisa sav when the son is still alive, which chiyuv not. That's arichas. That's not for now. I'm in the notes in the night chair. But anyway, so there's a svar to say, if the chiyuv kavod for the grandparent is alts the father, so then first of all the father is dead, there might not be a chiyuv. Second of all, in the case of Rashi, where the grandfather killed the father, so there, fakir, the covenant of the father is not to be mechab the grandfather. However, the grandfather killed the father. So if the whole chiyuv of the mechab the grandfather is not covered for the father, so here, adrab, the covenant of the father is mechayiv that the grandson should kill the grandfather for the covenant of the father. So Melo, Fizetz, Myushiv, the Rashi, although the Lashon Rashi is not mashm like that, Lashon Rashi says, it sounds like the Pchal is the Chiv Kav of a grandparent, but at least that's a malacha, that a son could be a Gael Adam for the grandparent is not a steer to the Ramah, because if the Gedr, the Chiv Kav for the grandparent is Alts the father, and then in that case, there wouldn't be a problem if here the covenant of the father warrants that you should not be mechaber the grandfather. And based on this, you can maybe answer Yaakov's question, but I'll let you think about that over Shabbos.
What about the daughter's son? He's chayv to his mother. Who's chayv?
No, so I would not be right. So if you're the goyin, Bnei Banos is not Gemara, but if it's Alts, the covenant of the parent, then obviously there's no difference between a mother's father or a father's father.
Is there anything just to respect someone that's older than you?
What?
Is there anything just to respect someone that's older than you?
So, okay.
Say that. He didn't say that. He said someone that's older than you. I mean, we're always told to respect your elders.
Right.
Yeah, after the chiyuv. If it's not a zakin, then I don't know if it's a chiyuv.
Really?
Chiyuv. And say it's not, anyway. And this is parasha when Yosef finally reveals himself. So he says, Oy Rav Yichai. So the famous Medrash says, Oyla Yem Adin, Oyla Yem Techacha, Oyla Yem Adin, Oyla Yem Techacha. That what's going to happen to Yem Adin? Here says the Yuchel Lama Lefanov. The brothers couldn't stand when Yosef confronted them. The Oyla Vichai, they couldn't take it. And that the Medrash says, Oyla Yem Adin, Oyla Yem Techacha. Question is, where was the chacha over here? Where was the musa? Where was the musa that Yosef was giving them? Yes, right over here. So the famous Beis Levi says that techacha, the biggest techacha is when you're shown to be a hypocrite. If you're not consistent, then that's the biggest techacha. So, what was Yosef telling them? Ha'ayra b'chai. What was he telling them? That, what was the whole spiel over here that Yehuda is giving them? So listen, we got the old man at home. He already lost one son, and now we're going to give him the whole speech, and he lost a second one, he's going to go to the grave. B'chul ha'rachmanis, right? He won't be able to take the pain. So Yosef tells them, What happened years ago? What happened 22 years ago when you sold me down the river? Then you weren't worried about the old man. Then you weren't worried about Yaakov Avinu not being able to take it, right? Now you want to know, is my father still alive? Meaning, you're telling me, he's not going to be able to take it. Is he still alive from then? So that was techacha. And that the Medrash says, Oyla Yom Adin, Oyla Yom Techacha, that Yosef confronted them, that they're not consistent. On one hand, they're all worried about Yaakov Avinu, but on the other hand, years back, they weren't so worried. And Memeson, what the Medrash is saying, Oyla Yom Techacha, there's a remez over here, this is what's going to come, Lasud Lavai, the Yom Adin HaGadol. Gosh Baruch Hu is going to show us that we're not consistent. And this is negay in many, 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 many areas. that Marshall, I'll be spending money, right? So Hashem is going to show us, you know, you just bought yourself a new Lexus. When the Rashiva comes to ask you for your tuition, you plead property, right? I always say, you know, people come, they come to you and stock up, you can't afford it. You just spend $50,000 on a new car, you spend $100,000 on a new vacation home, on a vacation, now you're in the home, you know. All of a sudden, where's the poverty? And always kind of like a guy's in yeshiva. There's always a shayat light inside, light outside, you know. A client holds light outside, a shayat light inside, a window hold inside, right? But after you, like, you know, dig a little bit, what really always boils down to is the guy too cheap to buy the box for the menorah. At the end of the day, if a guy is like a little honest with himself, it comes out if 100 shekel for the box, you know. So now, him to go out to a restaurant, what's that place? The Papa Guy is, right? The all he needed was 200 shekel, 250 shekel by now.
230.
Okay. I see that someone went there. Right, so a guy will spend 230 shekel on one fashnuk in a meal, right? Which is pashal v'chil gasa, besides the point, yeah? But it comes to, you know, the 100 shekel for the pass, oh yeah, right, Wiener said it's better to light inside, or Shekel said light inside, all of a sudden, you know. But, so, oy lo liyayim adin, oy lo liyayim techacha. If you're willing to spend the money where you want to spend the money, when it comes to mitzvahs, you're cheap on spending the money. That's the biggest techacha. That's the biggest techacha because you've shown yourself to being consistent. And if a guy, you know, guy's a little sick, shall we say, you know, got a little bit of a headache, so he sleeps the whole Seder. What happened if you had a ball game? You had a football game that Friday, yeah? And he was a little sick. He was a little bit under the weather. You're not going to find him cozying up under his blankets because he's a little sick. You know, the guy, that's the team, you know? He's got to be there, so he'll push himself, right? Oy lo yayim adin. Oy lo yayim techacha. What happens when parents come to visit? Yeah, so you know, if they had a son that was in Harvard and they went to visit him, of course they'll take him out to eat. You know, ben astarim and chas shalom to miss shir. You know, but here the guy, the parents come and I don't see the kid for a week. You know. You know, at least I should have visitation rights, you know, something, you know, give them a shutif about them, you know, I'm also a shutif over here. But, right, and that's it, you know. And what happens if someone has a chasana, right? So if the guy was a CEO in some big company in LA and his brother was getting married in New York, okay, so come in, you know, he's not going to come for the afrof, right? Unless the chasna was Sunday, you know. He'll come in, you know, come for the chasna. Maybe he'll stay for one Sheva Brachas, you know, the bar mitzvah. He certainly won't stay for the Sheva Brachas of the bar mitzvah, which was his chadash in the Sheva Brachas mitzvah. Guy's going for a mitzvah, because it takes him 10 days for a mitzvah. I still haven't figured that one out. But here, you know, a guy's a chasna. He'll miss a week, 2 weeks, you know, like just like that, right? If the guy was, you know, was making money, the guy was, you know, earning a big salary, he wouldn't take off a week to for a chasana. Whoever heard such a thing? Whoever heard such a thing? Take a week for a chasana? 10 days for a chasana? Mechtesa. Time is money, right? But, you know, if he's in yeshiva, then okay, you can do whatever you want. Oilo yayim adin. That's the base layer. He says that the nivelu mipana of the Yosef, the brothers couldn't stand with the Yosef because Yosef was showing them inconsistency and hypocrisy. If you're inconsistent when it comes to things that you want to do, you'll go all out and you'll push yourself, and you know, the guy will jog, you know, 10 miles, you know, for the marathon, you know, when it comes to push himself a little bit more, to stay a little longer in Seder, stay a little extra, push himself, it's okay, it's a little hard, he's a little tired, he's not in the mood. Okay, Seder, you push yourself, right? When it comes to sports, we push ourselves, right? So you push yourself also, you push yourself a little bit. So when it comes to other things, you push yourself, when it comes to tired, okay, you know, take it easy, any excuse. Oylo yom adin, oylo yom techachah.